Germany says it will not participate in any military action against Iraq. This week, Germany, along with the Netherlands, took over command of the International Security Force in Kabul, Afghanistan. Foreign missions, taboo for decades after World War II, are the German military's main focus. NPR's Emily Harris reports that some German critics say those missions stretch resources thin.
German leaders are proud of the military's work in other countries. When the U.S. criticized Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder for not supporting a strike against Iraq, he pointed to multiple peacekeeping missions as a sign of Germany's commitment to its international responsibilities. Schroeder has mentioned in particular taking co-command of security in Kabul. Still, military officials say it wasn't a job Germany actively sought.
We volunteered because we had to volunteer. The task is there and somebody has to do it.
Colonel Karl Henning Kruger is a spokesperson at Germany's Military Operations Command Center, which runs all foreign operations.
Well, Germany, after the United States, is the nation that has more military personnel on international operation, on peacekeeping operation, than any other nation. So I think there couldn't be any doubt about that we're fulfilling our international obligations.
But missions in Afghanistan, the Balkans, and Kuwait take money, which is a scarce resource in government coffers here these days. Germany spends a lower percentage of its gross domestic product on the military than many NATO allies. It has come under pressure from the United States to increase funding and professionalize. This notion has sparked a debate in Germany about whether the country should get rid of the draft.
Warum? Warum kriechen Sie immer zueinander? Haben Sie Angst, sich zu verlieren?
Right now, that sounds like a good idea to some of the conscripts getting yelled at on their first day of basic training. At a base near Koblenz in western Germany, a couple dozen new draftees are crawling frontward, then backward through wet grass and mud. They're wearing fatigues, guns and helmets covered in leaves. It's cold, it's raining, and many are exhausted. Later, sitting in a dry room, a group of young soldiers ranging from the brand new to the somewhat seasoned debate the value of the draft. Basic training is a pain, one says. Your life is way too scheduled. Some of his colleagues call it a waste of time they'd rather spend on a chosen career. Another, who signed up for more time after his 9 months as a draftee, says he likes it. It's a duty that's hard but fair. But despite Germany's commitment to missions overseas, none of the conscripts are allowed to serve abroad. That, says Winfried Nachtwey, is a major problem. Nachtwey is a member of the Green Party and sits on Parliament's Defense Committee.
These people are not available to serve in crises. That means a huge chunk of people in today's military aren't able to participate in the military's main task. That's a waste of money that could be spent more effectively.
Over the past decade, the German military has radically changed. With reunification, two armies became one, then shrank dramatically. Politicians formally decided the new focus would be missions abroad. But both military officials and independent analysts say that international commitments are stretching the German armed forces thin. Lieutenant Colonel Norbert Schmidt, commander of a signal battalion, says he doesn't have enough people to contribute to multiple overseas engagements. The draft, he says, is the crucial tool for signing on career soldiers.
We have an excellent base in order to recruit soldiers. That means that people come directly from school or other professions, and what we can do is we can elect the best of those guys in order to get professional soldier. And that is very, very important.
Schmidt also knows draftees in Germany do help support overseas missions. For example, conscripts are among the thousands of German soldiers now providing extra security to U.S. bases here. Emily Harris, NPR News, Koblenz.